Greetings, this is James Gillen with East Eddy Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on BBS, and we're on Rumble and quite a few other. Rumble's the best one. It seems to be holding up to keep on the show, but BBS is also doing a good job, but it's been rough. You know, they all the stops are being pulled out. There's a lot in the news I wanted to cover. You know, kudos to Eva Blaar. She's a Dutch freedom fighter calling out the global elite and the idiocracy of taxpayers paying for their own destruction. So I think we need to really look into that. Resist Agenda 2030. At best, it's total enslavement. At worst, it's a death sentence, basically. So keep your eye out for some very powerful women coming forward, backed by the House of Mary, the divine feminine. So Melania is part of that. I'm sure she's going to come out with some things here pretty quick, but a lot of powerful women coming out. And I think it's time. A lot of men have just lost it. They've lost the heart connection. So here's another good one. Scientists are postulating the center of the sun is a black hole. Something we have talked about for over 30 years. You know, corona holes. Just a hole in the event horizon, the hot gaseous exterior, the reason the corona holes are black, it's a no-brainer. You know, it's also a doorway to another dimension. So the movie Lost in Space actually covered this. So I guess scientists don't watch sci-fi. You know, maybe they should. North Korea just launched a ballistic missile capable of hitting anywhere in the U.S. Didn't Trump have all that straightened out before? Same with the Abraham Accords, you know, that brought peace to the Middle East. It was all set up, ready to go, you know. And meanwhile, the Biden administration is funding both sides of the war in the Middle East. And this is nothing new. The international banksters, his handlers, have been doing that since Napoleon. So not to worry, secret space fleet or the benevolent ETs can take out anything they launch. So, yeah, just our basic military can do that. But anyway. You know, it's just another fear program. The Biden regime has also stopped Trump from running for president in Colorado temporarily in their never-ending lawfare. Biden is hoping to lock up his opposing and winning, according to the polls candidate, in a last-ditch Hail Mary. Not going to work. Something that only a dictator would do in a banana republic. In their typical fashion, they call Trump the dictator and are all in fear of going to Gitmo, where many of the anti-American, hostile foreign government, global elite-sponsored left belong. So especially the lying mainstream media, the mockingbird social engineered media. You know, these guys do. They're part of the Take Down America plan, you know, and they're all heavily involved in it. And they've all accepted a lot of money to do it. So basically, that's kind of where they belong. No wonder they're all freaking out right now. Ramaswamy is calling for all the other Republican candidates to boycott Colorado if Trump is not reinstated. This is an integrity test. So we'll see who passes. They just ensured a win for Trump in Colorado and the whole nation, basically, by taking away the people's choice to vote for whoever they want in a true democracy. And for the record, we're a republic. We're not a democracy. But they keep saying, you know, if Trump gets in, it's the end of democracy. They've already killed democracy. They've weaponized the deep state, all the agencies, the justice system, and everything else. It's already democracy. It's going to be a return to the republic where people are truly free and have a say-so in their government, basically. So So much for that one. Anyway, speaking of law, the Epstein flight log has been subpoenaed by Congress, thanks to Marsha Blackburn and a few others while working on this. There's other court cases have also demanded the flight logs. Powerful people are scrambling for the hills. Dick Durbin and other politicians are doing everything possible to block the subpoena. And why? Are they frequent flyers? We don't know. So they sure are scrambling. So they should call it the everyone that is evil list and keep adding to it, kind of like Santa's really naughty list, naughty psycho list. Anyway, speaking of naughty list, seems a lot of gay sex going on in the Senate hearing room today. Totally understandable. They've been screwing us for decades. So anyway, more in the news. Elon Musk tweeted, "Follow the white rabbit." And it's in reference to the CIA mind control programs called Operation Alice. Exercise Alice was a global psyop concerning COVID-19 and now classified as a bioweapon used for population control. Whoops, did I say that out loud? So, anyway, the EU has threatened Elon with banning X unless he removes all alternative media. Why? Because it's exposing their tyranny and lawlessness and the lust for power and wealth at the people's expense. And so, can't have the truth getting out here. Gotta ban it. Welcome to America, where free speech is barely still alive. Here's a good one. 10 organic natural health food companies were bought out by mega corporations, and it seems like they want to cover all the bases. Check the ingredients. There's a war against health waged by the major corporations. Now we're going to have to learn to grow our own food, eat natural, close to the earth, buy from your local farmers, and by all means, get a good source of clean water and have it tested right now because they're going all out. And here's a good one. The governor of Texas just signed three bills that give all law enforcement the ability to arrest and deport all illegal aliens, making it a state crime for crossing the border illegally, which it is. When the federal government is not doing their job, the state governments can step in. And now if California, New Mexico, and Arizona would follow suit, border problem solved, Don't hold your breath on that one. There's just too much money in drug and child and sex trafficking. It's a multi-billion dollar business, so you won't see that. Unless they get some new leadership, you won't see that happening in those states. Democrats are also blaming Trump and Republicans for the hardships placed on illegal aliens, when the real blame rests on solely on the Biden administration for the invite, to illegal aliens, and refusal to enforce the law. And so, they opened the door for all of this to happen. And so, the blame rests solely on their shoulders, period. This is mainly the Democrats. There are some rhinos involved too, but it's rests square on their shoulders. The economy, the open borders, just the total mess, the downward spiral we're on right now is pretty much rests on the Democratic shoulders and the rhinos as well. So one of my favorites, the entire stadium at the Army Navy game made it clear how they felt about Brandon, about Biden, I mean, with the "Let's go Brandon" chant, only his name this time was clearly F Joe Biden. I mean, the entire stadium, the whole Army Navy game, the entire stadium was chanting that. So my question is, when you see things like this, massive attendance at Trump rallies where Biden can't even fill a library, how can the polls call this close? It makes no sense at all. Anyway, the Trump polls seem to be messed up too. One of the best memes I saw was a man putting Trump bumper stickers on rioters' cars and then watching them destroy each other. Kind of gives me an idea. So anyway. It's kind of I shouldn't say that, but we'll just let that one figure out. You hear the rain coming down now, which is much needed here. And then we're going to go on a lighter note. A few things more to cover, but I wish everybody a happy solstice. And so we're going to celebrate the solstice and Christmas at the same time. And they took away the solstice, so we'll just add it back in. So those who have done their research and homework, how many of the ancient Druid and pagan holidays were buried under Christian holidays? December 21st is the winter solstice, where the darkest day begins its ascension, gradually turning into the lightest day at the summer solstice. Jesus says, according to scholars, was born in September 3 BC. And personally, celebrating love, joy, and peace and goodwill is something to honor every day. So why not do it in mass on the day most agree upon? And here's another thing. The figs were ripe, and they were traveling to enter themselves in the census. So his birth could not have happened in winter. Figs are ripe in summer, into summer and early fall. So, that old story where he cursed the fig tree for not having any figs on it. You know, either he doesn't know anything about growing figs, which I doubt. I'm sure he knows how to grow a fig tree and when they're going to be ripe, because they've been eating them for a long time over there. So anyway, there's a lot of most scholars have really looked into this. You know, they've got it narrowed down to September 3 BC. But it really doesn't matter. You know, it's like love Jesus. Yeshua ben Joseph was his real name. Yeshua born of Joseph. And his teachings were impeccable, and I wish the churches were as impeccable and in these division games. You know, how many churches are actually inspiring people to make their own personal God, creator, great spirit connection, leaving behind the fear, guilt, and unworthiness, and totally just ending this division game? Not many. And so we need to look at that. If you don't walk away feeling connected to God, you might want to get out in nature and see how that works for you. Breaking news, this just in, you can talk to God for free, no middleman, and you don't have to do it on December 25th. So actually I'm going off script here, but I want to explain this to people. People can't understand how Jesus said, I'm the Son of Man. Then he said that I'm, a messenger, and then he goes, I'm the Son of God, and then he goes, I am God. People can't understand who was Jesus praying to? If Jesus is God, how did that happen? And people just can't, it doesn't make any sense. If Jesus is God, then was he praying to himself? None of this makes any sense. So I can explain that really easy, very quickly. Basically, when he was first born, I've done this before. When he was first born, he was the son of Joseph and Mary. That was his identity. That's who he knew himself to be. Later on, he started receiving messages and became a messenger for God. And then later on, he said, wait a second, I'm not this body and this personality. I'm a soul that has a body and a personality. My soul came from God. I was, I'm the son of God. I'm not the son of Joseph and Mary. They just provided the vehicle for me to come in on. And then later on, total immersion, he became one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. He took that spark and ignited it into the full flame. So he was one with God. So when he said, I am God, I myself do nothing, the Father doeth the works through me, that's what he was saying. And that was his teachings. And so we need to get back to what he really taught and what he was saying. And it'll make sense. This will clear up a lot of the craziness, around churches and Christianity. And also, too, in the ancient past, there was two gods. There was there was a very jealous, wrathful God. They call him Jehovah the Terrible, Hebrews did. And then there's Yahweh, the God of love and peace. And so Jesus was aligned with Yahweh. And it's actually written into our DNA. So enough of that. I went off script a little bit. But anyway, I want to talk more about the solstice. This solstice has been preceded by massive coronal hole streaming consciousness, light, and energy towards the Earth with X-class flares and coronal mass ejections. In other words, everyone's shit is coming up, Very few will take personal responsibility for their shit, projecting and blaming others for their predicaments. And remember, thoughts are daggers to the sensitive. It's time for a little self-mastery. It's very hard on those who are clairsentient with all the collective processing and projections. And those who are sensitive and trying to find out reasons for their feelings, many of which are not even theirs. Pluto's coming up. So everything hidden, everything shoved under the rug is being revealed. And it looks like a lot is being revealed and exposed literally in the Senate hearing rooms, it's a little gay sex joke that was going on there. Anyway, it makes you wonder if the politicians started out that way as interns and just switched positions, the Monicas and became Kamalas, It's been a long history of some pretty decadent behavior there, and it's all coming to the light right now. So, Eric K., I'm trying to make some light of the decadence, and most of our leaders can't even lead themselves down a path of integrity and morality. So, why would we expect them to act on our behalf? And glad I won't have their light review. So, we shouldn't have any expectations of them doing what they've always done. And we just got to take our power back. Anyway, you can see this great reveal in politics, UFO disclosure, business, and basic everyday interactions. In disclosure, the shills, planned opposition, those who are morally integrity challenged, the narcissists, the opportunists, along with the batshit crazies, are all being revealed. It's all coming up. You're going to see a lot of in-house competition and fighting. And it fits right into contact with spiritually and technologically off-world beings. Not, Now you know why we're censored, because what they're doing has nothing to do with contacting and being and working with, spiritually and technologically off-worlders, the benevolence. So, what are most of these people working for, or working with? Some are doing it, in full knowledge, and some are doing it in ignorance. So we need to take a look at that. Just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened. Just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. So, by their fruits, you'll know them, basically. Anyway, the UFO hearings in Congress are blowing the lid off of past contacts, agreements with aliens not in our highest and best good, and deadly force used to silence those who know. It is one level of disclosure, and it is being met with extreme resistance. The government does not want to admit they've had contact since the 40s, have entered into agreements, back engineering ships, allowed abductions, and used deadly force to silence anyone aware of it. They also don't want to admit that they have absolutely no control of our airspace when it comes to the advanced technologies used by UFOs or UAPs. They keep changing the name. It's just a big diversion. So anyway, unfortunately, there's a lot of alignments with the negative ETs that have happened, and they've kind of sold us down the river, and that's all going to come out. It's all being shifted right now. So they just need to come clean. There needs to be like a reconciliation movement there. Say, okay, just knock it off. We're done. Get back on track. But wait till the people find out the majority of the UFO community is a controlled narrative, has been suppressing the benevolent high-level contacts. The depths of the false disclosure, the affiliations with the global elite, alphabet agencies, and military by the top people in the field will shock most of the people in the UFO community, but it's all going to come out. Actually, I wrote a book on it, UFOs, The Origin of Religion and Man, and it's available at lulu.com, and soon Amazon and other outlets will have it. But it's moving up to 2,000 copies already sold, and it's not even available through most outlets. Or it hasn't even been advertised, other than our show, but letting people that it's out. But people want to know the truth, and the truth is coming. Disclosure will be done from the skies by the benevolent ETs, and it's already occurring. When it does, the posers, the censors, and those participating in the controlled narrative will try to claim them as allies, and it'll be made very clear that there is and never has been any affiliation with the benevolent ETs. In fact, concerning disclosure, it's been quite the opposite. So they've done everything they can to shut that down, unfortunately. And you get the worst censorship from actually the UFO community. I mean, mainstream news, I mean, Hannity came out, Fox News came out and covered Ysetti. Ancient Aliens came out and covered Ysetti and censored me out of the whole thing. So that goes to tell you exactly what's going on. But anyway, it's not what you think. Everything's kind of reversed. Again, getting back to the winter solstice, rather than get overwhelmed by the energies, it's a great time to process, release the past, take personal responsibility, and not fall into the victim mode. Personally, I felt some intense energies, deep sadness from friends and family who've lost loved ones or are going through their own process. I felt the collective process on Earth, which is intense lately. I've watched people one minute be loving and kind, the next cold and nasty. It really throws a nasty gram down, that spiritual connection. So I've been having as little interaction as possible with people, spending more time in nature, picking coffee, and being creative with projects. It's like an open-eyed meditation. So anyway, during these times, it's important to depersonalize what's going on and don't take it personal, and get out of any need. I'll talk more about that. It's as we move closer to the big solstice switch that's coming. We have to realize it's going to get even crazier, especially if you're with friends and family on the holidays. They seem to know right where to go to push your buttons. And just say yes and smile to the woke. Don't let them bait you into an argument. If they haven't figured it out by now, they don't want to. You can't and still want into another being. So always, I always love the saying around this, you can't fix stupid. And mama told me never argue with an idiot. And my favorite, thank you for establishing your ignorance and your character. Have a nice day. So anyway, you can borrow those for the holidays. They're perfect exit strategies. And remember too, most of us are dealing with what we didn't say later. We're going to go home and go, I should have said this and I should have done that. And maybe it's time just to speak out and you're done with it. Yeah, because we're moving into those times. And also too, don't forget the only power anybody has over you is because you want something from them. Whatever it is, emotional, financial support, love, acceptance, agreement. This Christmas, give yourself the present of finding it all within. Loving, accepting yourself internally restores your power. People have been withholding love and acceptance as a form of manipulation for eons. And also flattery. There's three types of people that fall victim to flattery, and that's men, women, and children. And there's a lot of people that are using flattery to manipulate. And so you got to pay attention to that. So there's nothing worth joy. So just don't give it up. That's your natural state. We also might add, try looking around and be grateful for what we do have, the opportunities, and help others, serve, and don't let friends or family or this dysfunctional planet get you down. You didn't come to be a part of the dysfunction or fit in. So a lot of people are going, I just don't fit in. Yeah, you're right. You don't fit in. You didn't come to fit in. That's not why you're here. So get plenty of popcorn. It's going to be quite a show. And always remember, there's an unstoppable force. It's totally unstoppable, the force behind the planetary liberation, the awakened healing of humanity, the earth. Human means God man. Human, Hugh means God. So human means God man or God woman. We'll put that in there so we don't get censored. And the creator in its most unlimited understanding is pure unconditional love, joy, and bliss. It's the spark within all of us waiting to ignite into the full flame. So anyway, be well and happy holidays, whenever you wish to call them. Don't sweat the small stuff or get caught up in semantics. There's nothing worth giving up your joy. So don't give it up this holiday. Take a walk. If you're going, oh, this doesn't feel right in here, I'm going to go take a walk and get out in nature and take a walk. It's real important. There's some things I want to do. We're going to end this show with a lot of UFO footage and some let people know how to get the books and things like that. And what a great present, these books. I just handed a whole set to some really good friends of mine that work with me here in Hawaii. And I was thinking about that. I go, God, this is like 40 years of research and information coming from the highest levels of consciousness. And so, what a gift. And so if you want to, it'd be great if you want to buy these, just go to lulu.com. We'll have the information and these books. There's five of them. This is the gift of consciousness. It'll change your life. And it's a quantum leap in consciousness. And right now, the more people that read these books, the more people we're going to have that are going to be walking, in integrity and walking in their truth and assisting others. So I can't stress enough. So the reason I wrote this book was part of the planetary liberation process, and it has everything in there. And I wanted to end with a prayer. And everybody has asked me to do this over and over again. And I really want people to do their own prayer work and their own healing work and things like that. And we've taught in these books that has all the information on how to do that, how to clear unseen negative influences, how to, sense them, there's safeguards for bringing in clear information. All of that stuff, world and personal healing meditations, all of that's in the books, as well as information on who's who in the universe and our ancient past. So it's all there. And if knowledge is power, and so you're actually giving people a very powerful gift, when you do that. And so my least favorite thing is toot my own horn, but there's like 40 years of intense research into this and working with lamas and yogis and masters after two near-death experiences, several white light experiences, and going up and down the dimensions and experiencing all the different beings on there. It's all in there, and it's a real godsend. So anyway, check them out. So I wanted to end with a prayer, and a lot of people ask me to do this. So if you can get centered in, find a space where you're not going to be, interrupted, or if you can just find a nice quiet space, it'd be great. And kind of settle in, just take a big deep breath, and just breathe in that love and joy and bliss of the Creator, and breathe out any of the problems of the day and your relatives. Just let it go. Again, breathe in that love and joy and bliss. And we're going to clear out any unseen negative influences. And there's two parts to this, so we'll do both parts this time because there's some pretty heavy hitters coming in lately. So anyway, we welcome all the beautiful many saints and sages and masters, the benevolent ones, to assist us in this clearing. We welcome all those that are needing clearing. We welcome you in love and light, telling you all you're healed and forgiven, lifted and enlightened. You're all filled and surrounded in the Christ light and the Christ love. You're free from the earth vibration, and we ask the beautiful many to take you all to your highest expression, your perfect place. Go in peace. We also call upon the archangels, Michael, the beautiful many, the lion beings, the benevolent beings, and all those who do not come in the name of the Christ or are not here for the awakening healing process. We insist that you leave. We ask them to escort you to your highest expression, your perfect place. Go in peace. And again, just breathe in that love and that joy and that bliss. And give thanks for the assistance. And if you need to, do the prayer again until you feel clear. And just not only clear yourselves, but clear your home, your family, or the space you're in. You can say prayers for the earth itself. And if enough people do this, we will have heaven on earth. So on that note, we're signing off. Have happy holidays, whatever you want to call them. Focus on love and joy and bliss. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. And watch the skies, because disclosure is happening. And it's up to the benevolent ETs on when it happens. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.
Thank you.